You're listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della, an inside look at entrepreneurship. What makes business thrive and the difference between what succeeds and what doesn't. This is What's the Difference on WTMJ. Now, here's your host, Gina Della.
Good morning and happy Saturday. You are listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della, your host, me, and Ross Sabaki, my co-host. And don't forget, we're also on WTMJ.com. Happy early Saturday.
Good morning, Gina.
Good morning, Ross.
You know, one of these days, I really hope that I beat you in. I really hope. I got to tell everybody that she is the first one here. I see her car up there, and I'm like, oh, there's Gina again.
You know what? First of all, I do tend to be my version of on time, not Vince Lombardi. It's not 15 minutes early on time. I'm on time. And I think this is Ross trying to mess with me, like, psychologically. If he keeps saying this,
I'll
keep being early. Correct. So he doesn't have to stress out, where am I? He's probably going to put me on Find Friends, for God's sakes, to make sure I'm where I'm supposed to be.
I'll just call your kids, right? I can just call your kids and I'm like, hey, where's your mom? And they're like, oh, yep, Find Me app. She's right here. I'm like, perfect. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Remember that day in the Mac? I'm like, we were at the Milwaukee Athletic Club. I'm like, watch, Austin's gonna text because they follow me. Was it even 1 minute later? And
Correct.
He's like, Mom, what are you doing at the Mac?
Correct. Right, exactly. Yeah. Where I'll get your other son is like, Alex, be like, well, she's either at home or she left her phone at home. I don't know which one it is.
Yeah, that might happen sometimes too.
Correct, exactly. But the good news is you're on time today.
Thank you, Ross.
Yeah. Well, and I think today we talked a little bit about last show that we want to go through because of our previous guest. We want to spend some time talking about you. And I wanted to do it because I think personally I have a lot of interaction with you being a mentor and the really good things you do. And I think that's something important to share with our audience. Just again, to spend time of the different ways that you help other people. You really do it selfishly. Give them your time to go through and to make them better. So I think that's a good topic for today.
I love that. Hopefully I can bring some good information to everybody. It's probably one of the most asked questions I get is about mentorship.
And it's probably a hard one too for you, right? Because it's hard because you are a selfish person. You don't talk about yourself, right? And I think this is an area and opportunity that I can force you to talk about yourself.
Yeah, it's making me actually not feel good even right now. I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Yep. So this is perfect. We will have a good time today. And we're going to spend some time talking again about all the wonderful things you do and how you do those things.
Okay. Well, when we return, I will be getting interrogated by Ross. So you are listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della on WTMJ.
You're listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della.
We are back. You are listening to What's the Difference with me, your host, Gina Della, on WTMJ. And do not forget WTMJ.com because it is early in case you need to listen later on the podcast.
Well,
hi, Ross.
It is early, but hopefully people are on their second cups of coffee.
Yes.
Well, like me, it's like 4:15. That coffee started and it's going. So, yeah.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Good.
Well, we're going to talk about mentorship.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you the hardest question right off the bat, because you were my mentor, right? I would say you were my boss first, my mentor, and then became my friend.
Yes.
Why did you choose me to be a mentor to?
It's just the craziest thing, but I can tell inside when somebody's going to succeed. Mm-hmm. I am not a good person where they say, what are going to be the metrics on that? Tell me, how do you know that's going to work? I'm not analytical. I don't even have my fingernail. Does not even have a bit of analytics in it. I could just tell based on your behavior, your work ethic, your personality. I watched you so many times doing ride-alongs in the home with customers. Oh, I could go on about you. We could, yeah.
Well, please do, because we got a lot of time. So I just set you up for this whole entire show. It's going to be fantastic talking about how amazing I am. So this should be perfect. I think, and that's a good one, right? I think you do. You have a sixth sense, and you do a good job of doing that, of following your gut. When you feel something's right, you go through with it. And I would say no matter what, right, you are headstrong in that, like, this is my belief, and I'm not going to deter from that. I'm going to go through, and I'm going to continue on with that. One of the things is, and And what I would say for you and for the listeners to understand, one of the reasons I think that you are such a great mentor is you definitely, you coach and you show all these different things, but then you allow others to fail forward. You're not afraid to allow someone to go through to try something, even if they fail, and you're there to help pick them up and support them and to help push them farther along, which is a fantastic quality for you to have. Do you ever get nervous when you're doing that? So I'm trying to learn from you and mentor other people. And that's one of the things that I have a hard time with is if I'm allowing them to go through to do an activity or task, whatever it is, to give them that flexibility and the free runway to go through. How do you overcome that and like not just be scared they're going to do it wrong and like, I got it. I'll do it. I'll do it.
Well, you know, I think it's just like parenting too, right? We have to let our kids fail, or how do they learn? I have to trust that I brought on the right person, that if you do fail, you are going to look at what you did and you're going to learn from it and what can you do differently, just like our kids. If I do everything for you, I'm just enabling. How do we grow as a company? How do we grow as a team? I can't do everything. So I have to find people I trust that are coachable and sponges, but I do have to let you make mistakes because it's going to make you be better. Do you have I'm going to put you on the spot. Do you have a time where that you're thinking about that you made a mistake and I let you make that mistake?
That's a really good question. She's got me stumped now too. I've definitely made a lot of mistakes. So I think, yeah, I mean, there's definitely times where, whether it's been probably the ones I can think of more so than any would be giving advice to somebody, right? Of going through and giving advice to somebody in a situation that's happened before getting all of the information. You know what I mean? And then you feel horrible afterwards, like, okay, I didn't know that. Now I feel, you know what I mean? I beat myself up because I said the wrong thing or I assumed incorrectly. I think that would probably be the biggest one.
Oh, gosh. You know what? That just makes me want to pause the discussion and talk to the listeners for a second, because so many of you that are listening are managers or in a leadership position, and let's say we have an upset customer. Let's put it into the Pella world for a second. We have a super upset customer with regard to installation. They're calling. It gets to me, which I do have to say, they protect me like I'm the president. It does crack me up. But, you know, people, it gets escalated to me, and I hear the customer so upset or crying in some cases, very angry in other cases. And I want to side, you naturally want to side with the customer because, again, you heard me say it on one of our other shows, I don't know how long it takes you to earn $1,000, but how long does it take you to save it? It's a long time, and we're taking hard-earned money. And so when they're upset, it just gets me in my core. And one of the biggest lessons for all of you that are working with, you know, customers or patients, clients, there are two sides to every story, and you do need to understand from the installer. You do need, in our case, please listen to the salesperson, right? That you have to get both sides of the story and remove those emotions, as hard as it is.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's harder for our customers too, because that's their home and that's their house.
Yes.
Right. And it's, so we feel their pain of when something, and it's construction. Things don't always go perfect, but yeah, that is a great example of just making sure that we're getting all the information. And I learned from you on that one too, of, you know, having to go through and where you've coached me, you know, after the fact happened, of like, hey, this is probably the discussion, you know, you should own up to it. You should have that discussion with that person and apologize for it. And that's the best thing to do. And so learn from you on that, of just making sure to slow down, whether it's a customer, internal or external, of making sure I get all the information and understand everybody's perspective before making a decision one way or the other.
Well, and to be perfectly honest, it was because I made the mistake several times of doing the exact same thing. And then you get in a pickle, whether it's a pickle and I should have listened to the customer versus the rep in the beginning, or the manager, and I didn't take care of the customer properly. Again, it's one of those examples where I was also let to fail forward.
Yeah.
And I learned from that. So don't forget, we've all had mentors, right? And that's what gets us where we are. So love that question. Okay, well, we're going to continue this mentoring discussion when we return. You are listening to What's the Difference with me, your host, Gina Della.
You're listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della.
All right, we are back with What's the Difference? I'm your host, Gina Della. You know, we never talk about our producer, Greg Hill. I am just staring at him. He is so sassy. Can you look him up? He's super cute, but he's very sassy, and I'm still a little afraid of him. I'm just going to put that out there. Okay, we're back.
Yeah, and let's also point this out. At first, yeah, there was fear when we first started, right? You said, I'm scared of you. And then afterwards, I heard God in his name as well when you were talking about him. So I think he's stepping up.
I know, but I clarified. I clarified. I said God of producing.
God of producing.
What's the difference?
He does.
I fixed it because his head started growing. He got so cocky, I didn't even know what was happening.
Way to knock me down a peg, Gina.
See?
He does do a fantastic job for us.
Yes.
Well, we talked a little bit about mentorship, right? So
yes.
You being a mentor.
Yes.
So I wanted to go through, and I wanted to change it, because the first thing is, obviously, when I first started to work with you, right, I mean, you had definitely, you had some work to gain some trust. I think that's probably the best way to say it. Is that a fair
statement? Not where I thought you were going. Oh. I thought you were going to say, We needed to polish you, and then polish you again, and then polish you again, because I was a little rough.
You weren't rough. You were honest.
Oh, Cal, do you see why I love Ross Andrew Sabaki?
See, I think that's the reality. That is what makes you good, right? You're honest. You're transparent with people. Who you are, when if you walk up and you see Gina, that person that you see in front of you, that is literally who she is. She doesn't hide behind a fake facade. That is Gina. When you see her, that is what you get. And I think that is the beauty behind you and why you do so good at what you do. But you definitely had some challenges when you first started, because
yes.
Your brand new team came from outside of the industry to go through to work through it. And I asked you, like, you know, how you picked me as a mentor to go through to do that. I know, obviously, one of the things is I stood up for you early on, right?
Yes.
Because I saw something in you, and I felt like no one was really giving you the shot of, like, you know, we have nothing to lose but to trust you and to see where your guidance leads us. I wanted to pivot a little bit, and I wanted to think, because I think this comes up sometimes when, if, like, I am looking for a mentor, right? Or, like, when you were looking for a mentor, I think it's good to talk about that too. Is like, how do you go through and find somebody to be a mentor for you?
And I can only speak for myself, but what I recommend for everybody is you look at people. Who do you want to be like? Mm-hmm. Who do you want to have what they have? You have to remember, you better be willing to do what they do, right? You better put the work in. But your mentor should be somebody that is so much better than you. That bar is so high. And that's absolutely what I do. I am never diplomatic. When I need something, I go to the top. I ask the top people everything. I mean, here we are with Craig Karmazin, right?
Mm-hmm.
I go right to Craig.
Yep.
It's just who I am. It's what I do, because he'll make me better. People at the top make you better.
And it's probably the reality, too, is the people that inspire you, if you find those people that inspire you, and if you take and ask them to be your mentor, because of that relationship and how you feel about them, you're going to do things that are outside of your comfort zone, right?
Yes.
It's going to push you outside of your comfort zone. You're going to do things that you'd never expect you to do. And because of that, at the end, you will be better because of that and based on it.
They hold you accountable.
Yes.
They absolutely, if you're picking the right mentor, they're successful for a reason. Mm-hmm. And be prepared to be held accountable mm-hmm. if you're going to talk to those type of people, for sure.
And well, I love that word. Well, I love the word when it's not talking about me, but I love that word when I talk about other people being accountable. And when you say that being accountable, held accountable for somebody, what does that mean for you?
For me, it is doing what I say I'm going to do, doing it when I said I'm going to do it, and maybe even beforehand, and exceeding. And it's communication. Communication is a big piece of accountability.
I almost think of it as it's almost because we have that habit of we this grandiose idea, right, of like, I'm going to go through and do this, right? I'm going to move mountaintops. But the reality is we lie to ourselves. Right. And that other person, that mentor, is there to guide us and to reel us back in. Right. Stop us from lying to ourselves. Put objectives in front of us that they know that we can do. And then again, put some ones ahead of us that are a little bit harder that we don't think we can do. And with their support and guidance taken step by step, we can get to that.
Yeah. I'm hoping I can get one of my mentors on here. When you just talked about the level, this person was a lieutenant. Colonel, he's a fighter was a fighter jet pilot. Mm-hmm. Talk about disciplined, someone holding me accountable. Think yeah. about what I just said that person's title is. But that, I thrive and crave for that.
Mm-hmm. And you picked a really good person, very strong personality, and one that complements you too, right? I think that's the other part of it, who you choose, is it someone that you can have the communication and can complement you, but then also is diversely different than you.
Yes.
You and I are very different, right? You know, we obviously have a great relationship, great work relationship, but we're different. Of the things that our strengths are different, and because of that, that helps us both be better to go through. And if I think of all these things we've talked about, these are all basically benefits and pluses, and kudos to you for all the things that you've done, right, that you've helped me with. I mean, think about the first time that you met me. I was afraid to talk in front of, what, 5 people, 10 mm-hmm. people?
Yes.
We're sitting on the radio right now today. So, you know,
right.
you've done a
he
fantastic
couldn't even,
job.
Quite honestly, this is the growth that all of you have the potential for. Ross, we were practicing. It was agenda set with our customers. It took about 10 seconds to set an agenda in somebody's house, but mm-hmm. we had to role play it. And he literally, his voice was shaking, visibly
beat
sweating.
Red.
Yes. I mean, and he is now a co-host on a radio show. I want you all to think about what your potential is. It's fear that stops us from
yes.
from reaching our dreams so often.
Mm-hmm.
So often.
And you just need to take the first step and to try it, and then to realize that that panic, that fear really isn't as bad, and you just need to accept it and then move through it.
Yep. We will return. You are listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della.
You're listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della.
Welcome back. We are with What's the Difference. I am Gina Della, your host on WTMJ. And I want to keep reminding you all, WTMJ.com. I guess I don't have to remind the young people because they do everything on .com. But, you know, there's the podcast, and I just can't imagine anybody gets up this early to listen to the radio, but more people are up than are sleeping. I'm the one sleeping normally.
Correct. I just love what you said. The young people use the .com. Is that, how did you say that?
Oh, I don't know. All this podcast stuff. Greg is shaking his head. Greg, you look like the Humpty Dumpty little Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down. Like, he's always shaking his head at me. I feel like I've been pretty HR and, or appropriate.
Oh, no, appropriate.
Everything, yeah.
11 years took a while to get that smoothed out, but you're on point now. HR appropriate. We don't. There's no beep button here.
There is not.
We're in a good spot.
You know what it just made me think of? The book Emotional Intelligence. You should all read it, by the way. I think I've read it 5 times. I'm not kidding. My score has gone up a bit. I highly recommend everyone who might not have a filter to try reading the book, Emotional Intelligence. You know, we were talking about mentoring. What I was mm-hmm. just thinking about is, because I've had to work on myself so much, I was a work in progress, that you better be ready to be coachable and hear things that are going to be hard to hear.
Yeah,
right.
You have to be vulnerable.
You
on both
have
sides.
To be vulnerable.
On both
yes,
sides.
The person has to feel comfortable to tell yep. you what you need to work on for mm-hmm. sure.
Well, I'm glad you said that. You need to feel comfortable, because in this
Ooh!
Next question I'm going to ask you.
Oh, here we go.
So you kind of and
we're live. We can't cut this out. I'm scared.
No,
go. We're
in,
scared.
You're in trouble. Well, I volunteered it, I guess, first. So, like, one of my big fear was, you know, at first was speaking in front of people, right? And got over that fear. Obviously, lead meetings all the time, talk in front of people. I want to ask you, what is one of the things that you're most scared of?
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, it's only fair.
And you know, if you're truly what it is, it just comes right
She's
to
folding
you.
Her arms right now.
I
you
know,
can't see this.
It just makes me ill. Okay, I'll tell you what it is. Mm-hmm. Going, when I made you guys as reps, because I believe don't ask somebody to do
yeah.
something you
I know
won't
where you're
do
going.
Yourself.
I know right where you're going.
And I'm like, we're
going
to go hang door hangers. We're going to go door to door. We're going to self-generate these leads. And we're going to knock on the door. I literally physically felt like I was going to be sick. When I had my own business before I came to Pella, I would take Alex and Austin and I would pay them a quarter for every door hanger. First they had to knock on the door. If someone answered the door and they spoke, they got a quarter, because I would sit in the back of the car or the neighborhood. I could not do it. I don't know how people can do that. Literally, you could not pay me $2 million to go door to door. God bless everyone who has the courage to do that.
That's fair. I knew that one was one. I honestly thought that you'd have said a different one.
What?
I thought you would have said flying.
Oh, can we talk
now
about
she's,
that?
Now she's, okay, she's doing it again around
her
folding.
Oh my God, flying on a plane. This is why I haven't traveled overseas with my husband to Italy, like as if it's any different than going to Florida. I don't know. But Ross has been with me and he's a pilot. I literally pray the rosary. I dig into people's hands, stranger or someone who knows me. I dig my nails when we have turbulence. I don't like flying.
Yeah.
I take drugs. Prescription drugs.
She told me this the first time we were getting on a plane years and years ago, that she does not like flying. She asked me all these weird questions about clouds and how was the plane going to crash. But then I realized it was actually true when we hit some turbulence and I look over and she literally has a Bible and a rosary and she is rubbing the rosary. And I'm like, oh, yeah, this just got real. But okay. Mentoring can't help that, right? I mean, this is a mentoring thing we can't help
out. No, this is deep inside.
Yeah.
I hope you learned lessons from what we talked about on mentoring. I have no lessons on flying. I don't like it. you know what? I just want you all to have a happy Saturday. And if you're flying, glory, God be with you. Happy Saturday. See you next week on What's the Difference? I'm Gina Della, your host on WTMJ.